Welcome to Edward Willett's World of Science for June 24th, 2009. For more science columns, visit my website at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com, and look for my latest science fiction novel, Terra Insegura, published by Daw Books. This week's science topic, talk to the right ear. If someone approaches you from your left side and makes a request, are you more or less likely to grant that request than if he approaches you from your right side? If you're thinking, what kind of a stupid question is that, and you think it would be an equally stupid question no matter which ear it was spoken into, then you probably haven't heard of something called the natural expression of hemispheric asymmetries, and more specifically, something called the right ear advantage. Basically, it boils down to this. Scientists have known for a long time that humans have a preference for listening to verbal input with their right ears. Not only that, if they hear something with both ears, they'll pay more attention to whatever portion of the sound comes into their right ears. But what hasn't been clear is whether this privileging of the right ear, which probably occurs because the bulk of linguistic processing takes place in the left side of the brain, which is where the input from the right ear is delivered, has any influence on human behavior. Turns out that it does. Or at least it does within crowded, hot, loud Italian nightclubs. Psychologists Daniele Marzoli and Luca Tomasi of the University Gabriele D'Annunzio in Italy recently conducted several studies in three nightclubs across the city of Chieti. In the first, they simply observed 286 clubbers while they were talking, with loud music playing. They found that 72% of the interactions occurred on the right side of the listeners, confirming the right side bias they were expecting to find, but which had previously mostly been demonstrated within controlled laboratory conditions. Next, they approached 160 clubbers and mumbled something almost inaudible, and meaningless in any event, then waited for each subject to turn his or her head and off a particular ear. Then they asked them for a cigarette. They found that 58% of the subjects offered their right ear for listening, compared to 42% who offered their left, with only women showing a consistent right ear preference and no connection between the number of cigarettes they were able to bum and which ear received the request. But when they intentionally addressed 176 clubbers in either their right or left ear, they obtained significantly more cigarettes from the 88 people into whose right ears they spoke than the people into whose left ears they spoke. Of the 88 they approached on the right, 34 gave the researcher a cigarette. Of the 88 approached on the left, only 17 complied. Why nightclubs? Because they were so loud that the researchers could approach and talk directly into someone's ear without seeming odd. All of these results together, the researchers say, confirm a right-ear-left brain hemisphere advantage for verbal communication and a specialization of the brain for approach and avoidance behavior. In other words, if you're really interested in hearing someone's request, you're more likely to turn your right ear toward them. If you don't really care, you're more likely to turn your left. Marzoli and Tomasi noted that some research has indicated the left hemisphere of the brain is tuned for positive emotions while the right side is tuned for negative ones. So if you can get your request into the left side of someone's brain, it may fall on more fertile ground. The study, by the way, is entitled Side Biases in Humans, Homo Sapiens, Three Ecological Studies on Hemispheric Asymmetries, which I mention only because I find it interesting that in their title the authors felt it necessary to give the scientific name for humans, Homo sapiens, presumably to distinguish this particular species of human from all the other species cluttering up the joints. Which makes me wonder if Homo neanderthalensis is still to be found in the nightclubs of Italy. Inquiring minds await further developments. So, kids, begging for that extra ice cream cone, students seeking an extension on a term paper deadline, employees looking for a raise, talk to the right ear. And since this preference is shared by animals, dog owners might want to issue commands from their animals' right sides as well. Cat owners can continue talking to both sides, or a brick wall. The response will be pretty much the same. That's this week's Willett's World of Science. I'll be back next week with another science column. In the meantime, you can visit my website for more science columns at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com, and look for my new science fiction novel, Terra Insegura, published by Daw Books, available now. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.